talking about trading these days, so I want to give you a little trading problem. I want everybody to come up with an answer. And no cheating, please. You will not discuss this with anybody, but I want you to come up and answer. I'm going to ask everybody in here the answer you got, and you're going to hold up. Okay? There was a man who had a horse. He paid $10 for the horse. $10. Well, you know how expensive it's getting to be to keep a horse, and it was just, oh, so expensive. So after a while, he sold the horse for $12. But he and the horse had become such good friends, such good friends, that he missed the horse, and so he wanted to buy the horse back. So he went to see the guy who he had sold the horse to, and the guy said, "You got to pay $14 for the horse." Then his wife was sitting, because it was taking more of the money than it should have from the household budget to keep the horse. So after increased fussing and pressure from the other half, he decided to sell his horse. And so this time when he sold his horse, he sold it for $16. Now, what I'm interested in is this. How did he make out in horse trading? Did he come out even? Did he lose money? Did he make money? If he lost money, how much did he lose? If he made money, how much did he make? You all get an answer. Now, basically speaking, this is a second grade problem. So I want to see how you all do on a second grade trading problem. Now, come on. Great. Made $2. Stand up. Here is the intelligent staff member of this church who says he made $2. All of you that agree, hold up your hands. Come on, hold them up high. Oh, my life. Pastor, you too? Go on. Okay, sit down. What do you say, honey? That's a woman. I mean. What do you say? Next one down with the red blouse on. Yes. You agreed $2. What does the man here in the front row say? Brother, what do you say? He doesn't know. What do you say? On the end. Oh, my life. What do you say, brother, on the end? He lost how much? Somebody get an answer besides $2. Hold up your hand. How much did you get?
Zero.
How many of you agree with her that he came out even? Okay, that's two answers in the simple arithmetic problem. Honey, how much did you get? She does. My life. You're worse than Floridian. How much did you get? Wait, back there. Did anybody get an answer besides zero and $2? How much did you? How much? Okay, how many of you think he made $4? Hold up your hand. Okay, a few. How many think he made $6? Hold up your hand. Now listen, I'm going to tell you all need a lesson in trading. Listen, I have given you a simple second grade arithmetic problem, and less than 15% of the people in this auditorium have got it right. Now I'm really serious. The answer is simply he made $4. I mean, let me spell it out on here for you. If you buy something for 10 and sell it for 12, you get 2. If you buy something for 14 and sell it for 16, you get 2, and 2 plus 2 equals 4. Now listen, I'm always afraid to give this because I say everybody will get it right. But you are a little below average. I'm really serious. Now, listen, why I have used this today is this. I just want to show you that you don't even know how to trade when you've got four simple facts. I mean, you don't even know how to trade. Now, in very, very few things in life do we have all the facts. In very, very few things in life do we have all the facts. And many of you, I wouldn't want to trust my budget to most of you in here. I mean, it'd be disastrous. We'd be broke before long. Now, I have used that to show you how unreliable we really are. I never do this without getting about 7 different answers. If there's 100 people there, you can count in 6 different answers. More than 100? 7 different answers. I want to see it. We did this with all the engineers out at the Cape. Those guys have sent people to the moon. The head doctor at the Cape, the head doctor comes to our church at the Cape. It took us 15 minutes to prove that the guy made four. I mean, after it was all over. To convince him that the guy had made $4 in horse trading. Now, folks, I'm really serious about this now. I just did this for a little bit of fun. But I want to say this to you. You and I haven't got enough smarts to know how to trade good. We just don't. And we're in danger when we trade bad of going broke. You see, I'm not talking about going broke financially. Lots of people go broke financially. But people all over America are going broke in other areas because they don't know how to trade right. They give up too much for what they get. And so they go broke. Now, isn't it going to be tragic to go broke on this side and when you arrive on the other side to find that you're broke too? How would you like, beyond any shadow of a doubt, to make a profit here and to make a profit there? I want to read you what God promises us. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord God who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way that you should go. And then he says this, if you had paid attention to my commandments, then your well-being would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Let me read you again that. I am the Lord God who teaches you to profit. P-R-O-F-I-T. Who leads you in the way that you ought to go. That's good trading. If you had only paid attention to my commandments, then your well-being would have been like a river. Doesn't that sound good? I like rivers everywhere they go. They cause the land to prosper. And they just go and go and go. In fact, Jesus said, when I get a hold of you, you'll be like an artesian well. Out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. I'll teach you how to profit. Now, let me tell you how you've got to start off. And here are some other words from the Lord. And they go like this. This guy came to the Lord and he says, oh Lord, my strength and my stronghold, my refuge in the day of distress. It's always distressing when we're trading badly. When you've made a bad deal, it's always distressing. He goes on to say this, our fathers have inherited nothing but falsehood, futility, and things of no profit. The first way to begin to succeed with God is to admit that you've been trading on bad terms. That your base of trading has been bad. That your understanding of values has been distorted. To say the hardest words in all the world to say, I am wrong. Some people would rather go broke than say, I am wrong. Lots of people would rather go to hell and will go to hell for simply one reason. Hell in this life and hell in the next, because they will say, they will refuse to say, I am wrong. Pride is the most damnable, idiotic, stupid thing that ever happened to a human being. And if you want to begin trading good, you're going to have to admit that you've been trading bad, and you're going to have to say, I am wrong. Now let me read to you a guy who made a bad deal and what Jesus Christ had to say about this. Found the scripture, couldn't find yesterday, and here's the story. Almost everybody that's ever been to church knows that one time there was a young man that came to Jesus who was very wealthy and said to Jesus, I want to follow you. And Jesus said, okay, you want to follow me, here's the price. Salvation is not free. I want to say what I said again yesterday. Anything that costs nothing is worth nothing. And Jesus laid down the price for him, and he said, no deal. I don't want to trade. And here's the resulting story that came. Jesus said, it's hard for those who are wealthy to enter into the kingdom of God. And the disciples said, oh, my life. Who then can enter into the kingdom of heaven? But Jesus said to them, children, it's hard to enter into the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astounded. You see, back in those days, they thought the rich people had it and the poor people didn't. If you were poor, you were sinful. If you were rich, you were righteous. But Jesus said, no, that's not so. And we know that's not so. And then Peter looked at him and said, well, Lord, we've left everything and followed you. Now listen to what Jesus said. I want you to listen very carefully. And I stand up here today to testify to you that I'm experiencing this. Now, Jesus said, I say to you that nobody who has had to leave houses or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms, that's land, for my sake or for the gospel's. Now listen to this. Listen to this trade. But he shall receive 100 times as much now in this present age. Houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, so forth, along with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. Here's a guy who wouldn't trade with Jesus. And Peter said, well, Lord, we've left everything to come to you. And Jesus said to him, Peter, anybody who has left everything to follow me will have 100-fold. Do you know how much 100-fold is? It's 10,000%. you know any way to get a deal like that around? 10,000% now! And to boot, thrown in with 10,000% now, heaven in the hereafter. But did you notice the price? All. You see, Jesus told the rich young ruler, go give it all up. It is exactly the same thing he had demanded of Peter when he stood out there with Peter with his boats and his nets. He said, Peter, leave that and follow me. I want all. Now, Jesus never asks a price that you cannot pay. If he'd said $1 million, a lot of people would have been eliminated. But when he says all, that's the price anybody can pay, no matter what they have. Now, the trouble with rich folks, and most of you are rich folks. I know you don't think that, but you are. You're in the top 1% in the world, most of the people in this room, as far as riches are concerned. Certainly in the top 5. You're rich folks. The trouble with rich folks is, they got so much they don't want to give it up. That's why it's hard for a rich folk to get into the kingdom of heaven. That's why it's hard for a rich person to do business with God Almighty. Now, I want to tell you something. God will not settle for less, and God will ask no more than all. I do not serve a cheap God. I don't want a God who only wants 10 cents out of every dollar I've got. He's a dime God. I'm glad my God's got high standards. I couldn't respect him if he'd settle for 10% of me. All. Now listen, you know, there's some places in America where you pay a price and you go in and everything's free, you know. You get in and say, I can ride all the rides free. Yeah, you can, because you paid the price at the gate. Now the kingdom of God, when you get inside the park, it's all free, but you got to pay the price at the gate. Now let me tell you what the big deal in the kingdom of God is, so you'll understand the basic big deal, the basic policy. It had a lot of little sidelines to it, but the basic policy is this. You give me all of you, and I'll give you all of me. And Christianity, summed up, is called an exchanged life. I give up what life I have. And you know, the wonderful thing about God, he'll even take us all when all is minus, when we've gone bankrupt. When we're in the red, God says, I still want all, you and all your debts. But he'll not settle for less than all. All of me means all of me for the rest of my life. It is a surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And when I do that, God Almighty blesses me with all the blessings that I could take care of in 10 lifetimes and in one eternity. How's your trading, men? A lot of you sitting out here this morning, unhappiness means you're going broke. You never saw. You're going broke. Some of you are going broke in your families. Are you satisfied with the deal you got out of life? Do you realize how close we are to crisis right now? Do you realize that if the Russians were to get in and back Iraq, which they are already backing with weapons, do you realize that tomorrow? In fact, Howard Ruff said in one of his papers, through one of the sources he's got, he heard that the Russians were going to invade Iran today. Or maybe they really are through Iraq. Do you realize how our American lifestyle is on the eggshell of existence right now? And if the American lifestyle isn't on the eggshell of existence, yours could be. How's your trading been? I testify today, not as a minister. I flunked out as a minister for nearly 20 years. I traded bad. As men's eyes, I was doing good, but I couldn't stand myself. And I wrote God a letter and said, God, if there isn't any more to this business than I've found out, I'm quitting in a year. I really did. I tucked the letter in my desk and I made up my mind, although my entire life had been spent in one thing, all of my preparation, I was getting out. And God showed me where life was. And I want to testify that it's there. But it cost. All I've got with wasn't very much. I've never excelled at anything. I'm going to excel at being a Christian. But I've never excelled. Never was on the first team. Never got A's. Never even got the dean's list, I don't think. I'm sure if I did, I'd remembered it. Never gotten who's who. My little poop sheet in college, you know, where they tell you all the things you were and did? I think I had one line. Intercollegiate sports. Not intercollegiate. Into what? Where you played intramural sports. 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's the best I did. And he took me. All messed up. All fouled up. Mostly in hell. But I had to give all of me. 100-fold. In this life. And eternal life. In the life which is to come. Most of you prove today you don't know how to trade. But you see, will your pride keep you from admitting it? Will your pride keep you from admitting what is deep, deep down in the inside? That's up to you. Let's pray, because it's time to go. Father, for I ask you to bless this congregation and myself just with honesty. Honesty with ourselves. To honestly admit where we are. And I also ask you to bless them with the insight of who Jesus Christ is and what he offers to them both for this life and for the next life. And oh God, God, we thank you that when you made us, you told us how we could profit. And how we could profit in this life and in the next. You did not leave us without a book and without instructions. And if we'd listen to you, we could profit marvelously and wonderfully. So we pray today that those who need to will begin by saying to you, God, I made a mess of it. My trading's been on wrong facts, and wrong understandings, and partial information. And I'm coming to you to give you all of me to all of you, that you might give what you have, your life, to me. In Jesus' name, amen.